Chapter 4.
That's right. Swallow it down. Don't chew. Oh, God. Oh, God. Good man. I knew you could do it.
You've obtained a familiar. A new menu is available. Familiars. You've obtained a male guthook. Level 1. Juvenile stage. What is your familiar's name?
Let's name you after an artist. How about Banksy?
Banksy, level 1 guthook is now your familiar.
Are we good? I think so. Do I need to do anything? Nope. You'll automatically get the soul power. Do you know how to heal yourself? It's in your spell menu.
I didn't see that spell before. It was only anti-parasitic and cauterize or something like that.
No, that's your surgery menu. Those are called talents. You'll only see that when you select a wound or scan a kaiju or enter an infected chamber in a deep dive situation. This is the magic menu. It's different. You should have a few spells.
Oh. No, I don't know where that is.
It's in the main folder, but you can set a gesture macro that will pop it out. The default one is this.
Let me try it. Oh, hey. It worked.
The healing spell for worm surgeons is called Reconstitute, I believe.
You have 2 spells. Reconstitute. Upcycle.
Cool. So what else can I do with this gut hook thing?
Not much. Normally, they get bigger and stronger the more they feed on you. Eventually, they can fight for you and get pretty big. Like I said, they're one of the most powerful familiars in the game. But they're weak early on, and yours will never get any bigger because it won't have any flesh to feed on. They don't leave your body until level 5 or so, and you have nothing to make it level up inside of you. So, it's useless except to keep you alive.
Feels like popcorn going off in my stomach.
Okay, let's go back out there. That's the center of town. You can teleport in and out from there. Normally, if you die or log back in, that's where you'd regenerate unless you've branded yourself to another place.
Branded?
Look, here's mine. I hold the branding iron the best. Once I brand you with it, you'll respawn and log in and out at my home base, which is in Bast. Here we are.
Entering branding shop.
Hello. Welcome. How may I hurt you today?
Well done. Flesh modder. Level 30.
Here's my brand. Brand him with it.
It'll be your first brand, so it's free. Where do you want it?
My arm. Here.
No, he wants it on his neck.
My neck?
Your neck is the best place to put brands like these to make sure they're permanent. If you lose a limb, you usually get it back. But not always. If you lose it, you lose the brand. A brand on your neck overrides the default regeneration spot, which is that gazebo over there.
Is this going to hurt?
We're currently at level 2 sensation, but you will take some damage. Not much, but some.
Yes. I need confirmation from both of you before I do this.
I agree.
Warning. Receiving a brand upon your neck will overwrite your inherent regeneration spot. Your current regeneration spot, Medina Town Square, will be lost. This cannot be undone. You will need to obtain a Medina brand if you wish to regain the default regeneration spot.
Should I get a Medina brand, too?
I have one right here. Second one ain't free, though.
Hey, it's not necessary. It'll only complicate things. Trust me.
Brand away.
This is my favorite part.
Brand received. You have been granted access to Bast. Player base. Your available regeneration spots are Bast. Player base.
All right, let's get you to my base.
Wait a second. So Bast is that lion monster with the tentacles?
That's right.
Entering Transport Gazebo.
And your base.
is in the bowels of Bast.
Preparing to transfer.
Inside the monster? I should probably warn you about the smell. Wait, what does that mean?
Transferring now.